716, Wake Up Kenosha. We continue with KC Family Options, funerals and cremations in Kenosha. And joining us now, the main guy over there, he is absolutely Steve Casey. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. Bill, are you in your living room?
I am in my living room. Well, actually, so in my den.
There you go. So am I.
It's kind of a club, right? We're all...
It's kind of a club, that's right.
We're separately together.
People treat the lip studio like it's their living room, so I kind of feel right at home, too.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, we're not here to talk about the WLIP studio. We're here to talk about KC Family Options Funerals and Cremations. We're located at 3016 75th Street. Phone number 653-0667. My son, Michael, sells burial insurance next door at 3020 75th Street. We're on Facebook, aren't we, Pete? Are we still on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Are we on Twitter?
I think so.
Are we
you guys are on Twitter.
Or iStep or... I think we're on ASAP.
You're on TikTok, I think, too.
TikTok.
Are they on the talk?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
You can pre-plan on TikTok now. It's a new feature they have. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I really should enter the 21st century.
Huh?
Don't worry about it, Steve. You're good.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow's a big day for everybody. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I know it's kind of difficult to be thankful for a lot of things because of the turmoil in Kenosha and because of the pandemic. And it's not going to be your typical Thanksgiving, I don't think, by any means. We're just going to have a very small group, just the kids over and enjoy the turkey and maybe take a walk with them and kind of do things like that. Not sure what's happening for Christmas yet. I have a feeling that we'll be canceling Christmas with the extended family. But in a time like this, it's important to try to find things to be thankful about. I am thankful every day that I get to go into the business that I love and work with my two boys and work with a wonderful staff and serve the people of Kenosha. Thankful for all the many families that call us at their time of need. And I feel very, very fortunate that way. I know it's been a difficult time for all the small businesses, especially the funeral business, as we're not conducting funerals the way we used to. And it's very difficult to deal with grieving families when you're not able to provide a traditional funeral. But, still, it's important to be thankful for the things you can be thankful for. And I'm thankful to talk to you guys every Wednesday morning. What do you think about that?
Well, we are very thankful to have you, of course. And, yeah, I was talking about this a little bit yesterday. It has been a less than stellar year, to put it mildly, but there's still plenty to be thankful for. And a lot of folks are going to be having a lot different holiday season this year, and some families will be missing members, but there's still plenty to be grateful for and think towards the future as we look forward to a hopefully much better 2021. I think there's a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, that's right. I'm usually thankful for my mother-in-law's pecan pie on Thanksgiving, but won't be with her tomorrow. So my wife and I are actually making pecan pie tomorrow morning after we stick the turkey in the oven. So I'll let you know how the pecan pie turns out.
What part will you play in that pie-making process?
Well, actually, we made a pumpkin pie last night together. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into a pumpkin pie. Did you know that?
It's not just pumpkin. Well, you got your pumpkin.
No,
you got
Well, there's all kinds of things. There's little teaspoons of this and little teaspoons of that. I thought normally you just pour the stuff out of the can and smooth it over and cook it. It's not really done that way.
And this is why you're never allowed in the kitchen. Up until this year, it's a good team-building event for you and Mrs. Casey.
Well, there you go. There you go. She's a fabulous cook and a baker, and so I'm thankful for that as well.
And apparently very tolerant of you as well.
Yeah, always has been for almost 30 years now.
Well, there's something to be thankful for right there.
There is something to be thankful for. Well, you've been married about that long, haven't you, Bill?
Actually, we celebrated 25th wedding anniversary this year.
Oh, congratulations.
But because we still have to go out and actually celebrate it because I was in the hospital, and then the pandemic hit. And so sometime next year, we will go out and have a fancy, nice dinner, possibly House of Gerhard. I've been looking forward to that for a long time.
Well, we
got to get through all this ugliness first, you know?
I think on our 25th, we renewed our wedding vows. We did that on our 25th, and we did that on our 15th. And I think We'll probably do it again next year on our 30th renewing our wedding vows.
I think that's a good idea. And who knows, yeah. Pete, maybe there's still someone out there for you, young man. Mrs. Wright is out there.
Yeah, well, we'll give thanks for that then, I guess.
I feel Pete being kind of pushed aside in the conversation there.
There you go.
I was totally focused on something else, so don't worry.
I know we didn't talk a lot about Casey Family Options, but if you need more information on the services we provide, you can certainly stop in, have a cup of coffee, always call first so they make sure someone can see you, or give us a phone call at 653-0667, or I think, can you message somebody on Facebook? Is that the, is that the right place?
Yeah.
On the Facebook? On the Facebook.
You can definitely do that, yeah, on the Facebook, Steve,
can you,
no problem.
Can you post something on my wall?
Yes, you can. Maybe your favorite pecan pie recipe would be good there.
Well,
Steve,
there you
Casey.
Go. There you go, guys. Wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll certainly talk to you on Monday morning.